Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Andy, there's really nothing in the Bible that says, suffering or getting something like this put on your plate automatically will make you a better person or a stronger person or, a more compassionate, understanding person. For a lot of people, it makes them miserable and twists them.
Well, it does. And of course, the result is dependent upon the choice that you make right at the beginning. Somebody said that hot water, has a different effect on an egg and a potato. It makes one hard, it makes one soft.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a choice whether this is going to make us hard or soft. And there's just some things. And that's why I wrote the book, Bill, is because I want to help people make the right choices
mm-hmm.
so that this will become not only a blessing and a benefit to them, but also a blessing and a benefit to the world.
Well, you started off on the right foot. I mean, once you get the news and you're very methodically writing things down on a post-it note, you started off with God's grace in your life, giving you something that sounds like it even surprised you a little bit. And then and then your wife has the same kind of response. So there isn't instant hysteria. There's actually some calm. And what a testimony that is.
Yeah, I don't want to cover over the fact, though, that with that calm and peace, there also came the inevitable question that arises, I think, for anybody the first time they get bad news like this. And that's the why me question.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first chapter in the book is, what on earth did I do to bring this on myself
mm-hmm.
or what did I do wrong or how did I mess up? Why me and not somebody else?
Yeah.
Not all my friends are getting cancer. Why did I get it? I mean, this is an inevitable question. And I think it's something that we need to raise. We ought to raise it because it's really in the line of what the Bible calls lament. And lament is something that God not only tolerates from his children, it's something that he encourages from his children. 73 out of 150 Psalms have elements of lament in it. And all lament is whenever we honestly and authentically bring our heart's true passion and feelings before God, even whenever we're confused, even when we're scared, even when we're upset, he's a big God, he can take it. And he encourages us to be honest about it because we can't get real answers to those questions unless we honestly ask them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.